Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and I'm going to take a look today to just look back at what we've been talking about over the last few days, the great drama that was unfolding in John chapter 8 between the religious leaders of Israel and Jesus. So much is revealed there that is important for us to see. The church gives it to us, presents it to us as the buildup toward ultimately, you know, the arrest of Jesus, the crucifixion of Jesus, and then the great saving work of our Lord. But what Jesus is doing in this encounter again and again with the religious leaders who are rejecting him, rejecting who he says he is, they can't see, they're blinded to the witness that God the Father is working through his son Jesus, through the signs and wonders and healing the blind, raising the dead, all of that. And Jesus' words, if you tuned into the program this week, are very harsh toward them because he's exposing what's at the root of their resistance to him, which is pride. Pride goes before the fall. Pride is the biggest, most serious sin. It's there, man's pride. I don't need God. I trust in my own understanding. I was thinking earlier today that beautiful proverb, I think it's chapter 3, where it says, do not rely on your own understanding. And if you just see the moment where we are in history, you see where on the news almost every day, you see whether it's the Epstein story, whether it's corruption on Wall Street or corruption in the political system or the pride of men that leads to wars. It's everywhere. We see really the elites of the world and the amount of pride that's present there that's leading into profound corruption and disorder. So there's nothing new under the sun. And this is who Jesus came to save, human beings that are born into sin, all kinds of sin, but pride is right at the foundation of it. And here, even in the religious leaders of the people of God, people of the covenant, people of the book, the people of Israel, Jesus is exposing the resistance that's in the heart of the proud. And at the same time, he's bringing salvation to the humble because they're responding. They can see, they believe. Their hearts are simple. They're not living like little gods. They're not so self-assured, they're not convinced that they have the answers to everything. And so it's important to see it because there's nothing new under the sun in terms of the nature of what's at the deepest level, what's going on the planet. It's the unfolding of the kingdom of God, the saving action of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the Trinitarian missions. God has come on mission and he's come to speak to the human race, and he speaks to the human race. He sheds light in the darkness, and he speaks it through his son. And that word of God comes through, we saw earlier in the week on Wednesday, the Annunciation, the most precious word of God, the actual incarnate son, born of a woman, born under the law. We read from Galatians chapter 4. God's word comes through a child, a pure, holy, humble child of God. Made so by the grace of God, God in a unique way, a totally unique way, in the Immaculate Conception, preserves Our Lady of original sin, and her yes and yes and yes happened again and again and again throughout her life, and she never got trapped into sin. And the habit patterns of sin that take us deeper and deeper into pride and resistance from God, and also filled with shame and wanting to hide from God, like Adam and Eve in the garden, to cover ourselves. And by God's grace and her cooperating with God's grace, Our Lady never got caught in that whirlwind, that enslavement, the working of demonic power and the lies. It's to that pure, humble heart God the Father sends Gabriel. Heaven is now open. Revelation is reaching its peak in history. It's the fulfillment of, it's beyond the law, the covenants, and everything else. It's the fulfillment of everything that has gone before, but it's in its perfection. It's in its totality. It gets revealed in the person of Jesus, in the incarnation. And so one of the themes that we see running through John 8, and we'll see today at Mass, John 10, this battle between the religious leadership and Jesus, and the refusal to accept Jesus. And Jesus speaking the truth in love, Jesus discerning who they are and their motives and what's behind them. And he said very clearly what's behind them. They're children of the devil. They said Jesus was demonized. Jesus said, no, you got it wrong. Here's the real situation. The reason you resist, the reason you're not bearing fruit, the reason you don't see is you're blinded. And you're blinded by your pride and you're under demonic power. That's the human condition. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. It's also from John's gospel. Jesus came to shed light. And the darkness, the gospels talk about when darkness is your light, when you boldly stand in your darkness and your pride of mind and your willfulness and the rest, and you call it light, it's like the gospel says, that's as blind as you can get. You're calling darkness light. The inversion, that's the crippled state, the enslaved state of the human race and how desperate our situation is. And humility, following Our Lady, humility is the way out. Not humility on my own strength, but responding to the grace of God in the moment, hearing the truth in the person of Jesus and saying, yes, you're right about me, Jesus. I'm in sin. I need forgiveness. And I thank you. You are the one who can do it. You are my Savior. You have come to save, to take away my sins and give me a share in your life. Absolutely profound. I thought I'd just touch on, as we end the week here, touch on some of the key themes from John 8. There was the whole story of the woman caught in adultery. And Jesus, this is one of the central themes there. Jesus exposes the hypocrisy of the leaders. He doesn't deny the law of Moses, but he reveals the inability of sinners to stand as righteous judges over one another. Let him who is without sin cast the first stone, Jesus said. It's important. Jesus says that, and he's exposing the hardness of heart, the pride of mind, and the blindness of the leadership. He's not okaying adultery in some circumstances. That's why he turns to the woman and says, go and sin no more. Right? Go and sin no more. Because Jesus is, the whole of John's gospel, you see it, but especially in these recent verses or passages, Jesus is constantly talking about sin and dying in sin. He told the religious leaders, look, if you don't repent, you're going to die in your sin. You're going to be eternally separated from the Father. And you see the connection between God's justice and mercy there. Of course, that's a really, really powerful dimension of it. I'm the light of the world, Jesus says, chapter 8, verse 12 through 20. It's the revelation of the reality of spiritual blindness. I'm the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. In our Eucharistic chapel at our parish at Christ the King in Ann Arbor here, there's a huge, just a big, beautiful icon of the Pantocrator. That's Jesus, the risen one, the King, holding the Bibles open. It's to this passage. I was just in there yesterday, and I just love this. I meditate on it again and again and again. Jesus is saying, I'm the light of the world. How do human beings find light? Well, what is light? God is light. God is life. We don't understand who we are. We don't understand why we're here. We don't understand where we're going. It doesn't matter how much we beat our chest. It doesn't matter how much we invent. It just doesn't. If we miss this, we miss everything. This is why Jesus says to the church, you're the light of the world. This is why Lent is a season to get real with the Lord. Am I living in the light? Am I walking in the light? Am I a light to those around me? Not just am I a nice person, but am I bringing the light which Jesus was bringing to the world? Am I bringing Jesus to the world? Am I seeking to follow Jesus, imitate Jesus, identify with Jesus? Am I willing to talk about Jesus with other people, giving my whole life to him? Really, the light and darkness, the contrast, divine revelation is the light. To reject Jesus is literally to remain in darkness. And many, many in modern world don't believe that today. Well, everybody's got their own path. Okay, maybe people don't get the Jesus story, but they get other stories and At least they're following a story that's a good one, but we're all climbing up different paths on the mountain, and just let people climb as they are. That's not what Jesus said. That's not what the church teaches. That's not what's real. There's one Savior, Jesus Christ. There's one incarnate Savior, the God-man. There's no other religious leader that's a God. That is God. They might think they're God. But the incarnate Son of God is the true light that enlightens every man, Scripture says. Jesus is warning in John 8 over and over again, if you don't believe, if you don't receive my word, if you don't accept the signs Jesus said that I perform, that give testimony, the Father gives testimony that I am, what I'm saying is true and right. If you don't believe that what I mentioned on Monday, the kind of way St. John Paul described faith, belief, it's radical response. Faith is a total and radical response from the beginning, the intention of our mind and heart to accept the truth of what Jesus says and to entrust our lives totally to Him. We began the week by talking about the need in this season. Again, it gives us an opportunity in Lent to be honest with ourselves. Have I totally and radically surrendered my heart, my life to Jesus? That doesn't mean we're perfected already and walking in perfect faith. It means, what is the intention of your heart? Are you giving a total yes to Jesus and saying, yes, Jesus, I believe and I surrender. Come and take away my sin. Show me how to walk in your footsteps. Show me how to learn everything you want me to learn and to live the life you made me for. I can't do it on my own strength. I'm a sinful man. But Lord, I believe in you and I trust you. Just like all these men and women in the Gospels that Jesus rejoices in, because they do trust him and the proud don't. Unless you believe that I am, you will die in your sins. Again, the I am is the famous I am from the Old Testament, God revealing himself to Moses. And so he goes on, the essential truths really are, sin is at its core, here's a central truth, sin at its core is ultimately unbelief. It's a no to God, I don't believe. And it's a no to Jesus and the testimony that he gives and he proclaims. It's fundamentally, it's not a philosophical disagreement, which a lot of people in the world relate to it like, okay, different philosophies, different approaches, different understandings. But no, this is the reality of God himself speaking, and the consequences of not responding are eternal. Eternal union with God or eternal separation from God. And then John 8, 31 through 36, a really beautiful disciple passage. If you abide in my word, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. And even though the Pharisees said, we've never been enslaved, Jesus said, yes, you have. You're enslaved to sin. And I'm coming to give you freedom from that. I'm coming to set you free. If you acknowledge the condition of your life in relationship to what I'm teaching you, what I'm saying to you about who I am, who the Father is, and who you are in the condition that you're in, that sin enslaves. And Jesus has come to offer sonship, to make us children of God. Friends, have a blessed weekend. Now we make our way to Holy Week. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future. And it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.